Hey everyone, and welcome back. Today we're diving into the Book of Ruth, chapter 2.
It's a short but really powerful chapter.
It really is. And it's packed with some fascinating ancient wisdom that surprisingly still has so much relevance in our modern world.
Absolutely.
So to set the stage, we're introduced to Ruth, a Moabite widow who shows incredible loyalty to her mother-in-law, Naomi. They've both been through a lot, losing their husbands.
Right.
But instead of just giving up, Ruth decides to take charge of their situation.
Yeah, she's really a remarkable character. I mean, she could have just sat back and, you know, just wallowed in her grief, but she doesn't.
She doesn't. She takes action.
Exactly. She's proactive.
And that's where we see her going out to glean grain in the fields, which was a practice in ancient Israel that allowed the poor and widows to gather leftover crops after the harvest.
It was like a safety net, right?
So like a social safety net.
Exactly.
But it was still hard work. I mean, imagine being out in those fields all day, bending over, picking up grain.
Oh, absolutely. Backbreaking work. It really shows her determination to provide for herself and Naomi.
Definitely. And it's through this act of initiative that she encounters Boaz. Now, Boaz is a wealthy landowner, and guess what? He just happens to be a relative of Naomi's deceased husband.
Now, that's interesting, isn't it? Like, some might call it a coincidence.
Right. But the text kind of subtly hints at something a little bit deeper. The concept of divine providence. This idea that perhaps there's a greater force at work, kind of guiding events and orchestrating encounters that might seem random on the surface.
Yeah, like maybe it wasn't just by chance that Ruth ended up in Boaz's field.
Exactly.
It's really a powerful thought, isn't it?
It is. It's like, even when we feel like things just happening randomly, maybe there's a bigger picture that we don't always see. So as the story unfolds, we witness how Boaz reacts to Ruth. And, you know, he's known for his good character, his fairness. He immediately notices Ruth's diligence, her dedication to Naomi.
He's really impressed by her. And you can tell that he respects her.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And that's where his kindness really shines.
He doesn't just acknowledge her presence. He actually goes out of his way to make sure that she's safe and well taken care of.
Right.
He tells his workers to be respectful towards her, even allows her to glean more grain than usual.
Yeah, he even invites her to share meals with them. I mean, talk about going above and beyond.
It's a really beautiful example of how simple acts of kindness can have such a huge impact.
They can. Especially coming from someone like Boaz in a position of power and influence. He could have easily overlooked Ruth, but instead he chooses to really extend compassion and generosity.
He recognizes her worth as a human being.
And what's really striking is how Ruth responds to this kindness.
Yeah.
She doesn't take it for granted at all.
Right. She's incredibly grateful, and she expresses it with a lot of humility.
Yeah, she recognizes his actions as a gift.
Mm.
And their interaction really highlights the importance of that reciprocal generosity.
One act of kindness inspires another.
It's like they're both contributing to this cycle of goodwill. It's really beautiful. And then we come to Naomi. Initially, you know, she's consumed by grief, despair, after losing her husband and sons.
Right. She's really struggling.
But as she sees Ruth's success and Boaz's kindness, something starts to shift within her.
A little glimmer of hope emerges.
Exactly. It's as if Ruth's resilience and Boaz's generosity are contagious, sparking this renewed sense of hope within her. It's a reminder that even when things feel their bleakest, there's always that potential for light to break through. And speaking of light breaking through, Naomi, she sees something really interesting in Boaz, a potential kinsman redeemer for Ruth. Now, that term might sound a little archaic, but it was actually a vital social safety net in ancient Israelite culture, especially for vulnerable widows.
Right. So essentially, a kinsman redeemer was a relative who had a duty to step in and protect a widow within their family.
To provide for them.
Exactly. And in some cases, even marry them to continue the family line.
Right. And Naomi, she sees this possibility with Boaz, and it starts to give her hope that maybe, just maybe, their fortunes are about to change.
It's a fascinating twist, right?
It is.
And it really sets the stage for what unfolds in the next chapter.
It does.
So much to unpack there. It really is amazing how, you know, this ancient story just, it speaks to these really universal human experiences. We see Ruth's resilience in the face of adversity and Boaz's incredible generosity and Naomi's journey from, like, despair to hope.
Yeah, those themes really transcend time and culture.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they offer some really profound insights that we can definitely apply to our own lives today.
Absolutely.
So where should we start?
Well, let's start with Ruth, her diligence, her initiative. You know, in our modern world, this might translate to taking ownership of, like, our career paths, right? Mm-hmm. Or pursuing further education, or maybe starting that like side hustle we've always dreamed of. It's about being proactive, seeking out opportunities, and not letting circumstances define us.
It's about realizing that we have the power to shape our own destiny.
I love that.
And then we have Boaz, his extraordinary generosity. Now, in a modern context, it doesn't just have to be about giving money.
Right.
Although, you know, that's definitely important too. But it can also be about offering support, mentorship, just a listening ear.
Yeah.
Those simple acts of kindness that can make a world of difference.
Like being that person who lifts others up, who encourages them, helps them to shine.
Exactly.
And what about Ruth's gratitude?
Oh, that's so important too, especially in today's world where it's so easy to get caught up in our own lives. But cultivating gratitude, taking time to appreciate the good things we have, to acknowledge the people who support us, it can make such a difference in our relationships and even our overall well-being.
It's a reminder that we're not alone in this world.
Exactly.
And it brings us to that theme of hope, you know, which Naomi's transformation really illustrates beautifully.
Right. Even when we're faced with challenges, setbacks, it's so crucial to hold on to hope.
To look for those glimmers of light.
Even the small ones.
And allow them to guide us forward. It's about believing that things can get better, even when we can't see the whole path ahead.
And then there's that concept of divine providence, the idea that there might be a bigger plan unfolding in our lives, even if we don't understand it right now.
Right. And that doesn't mean we just sit back and wait for things to happen.
Right.
It's about trusting that our efforts, combined with, you know, that greater force at work, can lead to something truly meaningful.
It's like having faith that our journey, with all its twists and turns,
yeah,
ultimately has a destination.
Exactly.
So how can we take all of these themes from the Book of Ruth and actually put them to practice in our own lives today?
Well, that's a great question.
Yeah.
That is a great question. It's really incredible how, you know, these stories from thousands of years ago can still give us such like practical wisdom for our lives today.
It's true. It's like those universal truths, they really shine through no matter what time period you're in.
Totally. So let's unpack this a little bit. Like, how can we actually take those themes from Ruth chapter 2 and apply them to our modern world?
Yeah. Where do we even begin?
Well, we can start with, you know, Ruth's incredible work ethic, her diligence, and how she took initiative. In our modern world, you know, that might mean taking ownership of our careers or maybe pursuing, you know, further education or even starting that side hustle that we've always, like, thought about. Mm-hmm. It's about being proactive, not just waiting for things to happen, but actually going after what we want.
I love that. It's about, like, owning our destiny, right?
Exactly. And then we have Boaz and his, like, amazing generosity. Now, obviously, in today's world, that doesn't always have to mean giving money, although, you know, that's always a good thing. But it could also be about offering support to others, you know, maybe mentoring someone or just being a good listener. Those small acts of kindness can have a huge ripple effect.
It's about being that person who lifts others up.
Yeah.
And encourages them to be their best selves.
Yes, exactly. And right. And let's not forget about Ruth's gratitude, right? It's so easy to get caught up in our own lives and just take things for granted. But actually cultivating gratitude, taking time to appreciate the good things we have, recognizing those who support us, that can be incredibly powerful for our, like, our well-being and our relationships.
I could like the saying, it's not happy people who are grateful, it's grateful people who are happy.
Yes, totally. And then we have that beautiful theme of hope, which we see so clearly in Naomi's journey. It's a powerful reminder that even when we're going through tough times, it's important to hold on to hope. To keep searching for those glimmers of a light, no matter how small they might seem, and let them guide us forward.
It's like believing that even when things are dark, there's always a possibility for things to get better, for the sun to eventually break through.
Yes, exactly. And lastly, there's that idea of divine providence, the thought that there might be a bigger plan for us, even if we can't see it right now.
Sure.
That doesn't mean we just passively sit back and do nothing. It's more about trusting that our efforts, you know, when combined with a greater force, can lead us to something truly meaningful and fulfilling.
Like having faith that our journey,
right,
with all its ups and downs, ultimately has a purpose.
Exactly. So as we wrap up our deep dive into Ruth chapter 2, I hope you're leaving with a renewed sense of, like, inspiration and a deeper understanding of how these ancient lessons can still be so relevant in our lives today.
It's amazing how these stories from so long ago can still speak to us in such powerful ways.
They really care.
And remind us of the things that truly matter. Diligence, kindness, gratitude, and hope.
Those are the things that make us human.
They really are. Well, that's all the time we have for today. Thanks so much for joining us on this deep dive into the Book of Ruth, Chapter 2. We'll be back soon with another episode, so be sure to subscribe and stay tuned. Until then, keep exploring, keep seeking, and keep diving deep.